This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's time for Wednesday. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello and welcome to the radio program. I am Doug Karsh. That is Scott Anderson. Hello, Scott Anderson.
Hello, Doug Karsh.
Talk to me, Goose. How was your Tuesday night? Anything exciting? Did you break out the tequila?
I did not break out tequila, but I did have a scotch in honor of my father. Yesterday was the one-year anniversary of his passing, so I had a Dewar's on the rocks in a sniffer glass with a splash of water.
I bet he had one with you.
I think you're probably right. Yeah.
He was a legend.
That was his drink, so.
Yeah. Late night again?
Yeah, and not happy. I really wasn't happy. Look, they can lose games. That's fine. I mean, I know it's going to happen. But the way the Tigers lost, it's so frustrating. I know we just saw the Tigers win a game on a walk-off bases loaded walk, and it's like, great, you'll take it. And I'm sure the Athletics will take it. But it was the way that it was given away. It's not just the fact that you weren't throwing strikes when you needed to. It was the plays in the field and the bonehead mistakes that you're like, this is not a Tiger team. This is not what we're used to. We're not used to seeing them make those kind of mistakes in the field. Now, you know, Colt Keith misplayed two pop-ups that were to him. I can give him a little bit of a pass because it's a new stadium you're playing in. It's not like a major league park. It's a lot different. Maybe it just things are different. You don't know the nuances of it. Hey, the ball's always going to blow back towards second base from the third base side. I don't know. A little bit of slack, but not much. Zach McKinstry throwing it all over the place. That's no good. But the one that really broke my heart was Riley Green in the 10th inning. Those that didn't stay up and watch it, you know, you got a situation where there's, I think it was a runner on second, and I don't know, was there nobody out, I guess? And
there was nobody out.
Base hit to left field. He gets the ball, and he's trying to throw the runner out at home, and he had no chance. No chance at all to get him out at home. It's not cut off. The throw is awful. It's way up the third base line, and then allows the potential winning run to advance to second with nobody out. And then you start playing the game of, do you walk the guy? Do you not? They're trying to bunt. The guy can't get down the bunt. And it just becomes strange. A very strange baseball game indeed. Charlie Morton looked great, except for the seven balls that were hit at like 110 miles an hour off of him. But outside of that, it's the exact same game we saw a couple Saturdays ago where he struck out the 10 guys and had the seven in a row or whatever. But he gave up like five runs in that game.
It's crazy. It's crazy to have this kind of record, to be in this kind of position, and your pitching staff is still a work in progress. But it is what it is, and they've got a lot of time to figure it out. But it's not as much time as they used to have, and they got to figure something out. Yeah. I do feel like in baseball, if you have one horse that you can count on to win every time out, and you have more days off, you really do have a much better shot than you do if it were, seven games in 7 days, series like that. But anyway, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we'll get to it later. I'll just kind of do a little bit of a tease here. There is, I think, a situation that is potentially brewing with the Tigers that it's going to take a hard look from AJ Hinch to decide what he really wants to do, because this could be a massive improvement for them. Could be. Is he willing to take that chance?
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Yesterday, the Lions cut the roster. They had to get down to 53. They went to 50.
Yeah.
And I felt like they cut everybody. Like, everybody we debated. They're like, gone. What is Brad up to? Now, just to give a timeline here and talk about these cuts. Players get cut yesterday at 4:00. It becomes official. Teams have then 20 hours to put in a waiver claim. What is a waiver claim? If a player is released from your team that's in their first, they're not a vested veteran. A vested veteran is a player that has played and been on the roster for 6 games in a season. They get a year's credit for it. If you've done that for 4 years and you get cut, you don't have to wait for waiver claims. You can just sign anywhere. So like a Tom Kennedy can just sign anywhere. But the point is, it's all those young players that the Lions cut that people are like, huh. Well, we're in a different position now. We're in a different position because they're not in the business of developing a team for the future, and we think this guy might be good down the road. They are in the business of winning a Super Bowl this year. And it's funny because I don't know that you can be – like you think about – and we'll get this call every once in a while from somebody who will call up the show and say – I'm going all in to get Micah Parsons. I'm giving away 6 first-round picks because I'm trying to win a Super Bowl, guys, right? Well, an example of them acting like a team that's trying to win a Super Bowl is they're not using roster spots on developmental players anymore. You open up 3 spots on your roster for a reason. You open up 3 spots in your roster because you got veterans in mind that you want to go get. The question is who? The obvious one's Za'Darius Smith. Like, hello, refresh. Is Za'Darius Smith signed a contract with the Lions yet? And that seems like it's just been hanging out there for a long time and it hasn't happened yet. For whatever reason, is it Jadeveon Clowney? Is he who they're eyeing? Have they looked at the list of cuts before they made their cuts and said, oh my God, I can't believe player X has been released.
And X, Y, and Z, right?
The issue is the way waivers works is the worst team in the league, basically whoever had the number one pick in last year's draft that wasn't traded, gets priority for every player that's on waivers. So that team is Tennessee. Tennessee is the first waiver claim. They can put in a waiver claim on every player that's been released, and they get that guy. But if they don't claim a guy, if like Tennessee wants, Bob Roberts, okay? And they put in a claim for Bob Roberts, they get Bob Roberts. But if they don't put in a claim for Bob Roberts, then it goes to Cleveland, who had the number 2 pick. And Cleveland can take Bob Roberts, unless they don't put in a claim. And then it goes to number 3.
Bob Roberts is really sliding.
Bob Roberts can go to the Giants. If Bob Roberts slides
all the green room,
nobody in the first 27 puts in a claim on Rob Roberts, Roberts.
No, it's Rob.
Or Bob. Some call him Bob. His friends call him Bob. His real name's Robert Roberts. The Lions can get him at 28 if nobody else puts in a claim. It's hard to get good players to 28. I think he's after veterans.
I think he's definitely after veterans if that's the case, but so I saw this line, and it was the last line of an article on ESPN where they talked about all 32 teams and, what the biggest move is left that they can make. Eric Woodyard covers the Lions for ESPN. And the last
this
line
is interesting.
It says, the Lions still have 3 roster spots remaining, which means they could be up to something big.
Yeah.
I think that's an irresponsible comment.
Do you?
Well, the word could is in there, right? So that gives you freedom to say,
you
know, well, whatever
you don't like
want.
That, huh?
No,
I mean, thought it was interesting. I'm like, is...
Well, it's interesting, but is it logical to think that really what they're... I mean, something big... I mean, it's irresponsible in that I think Lions fans automatically start thinking, ooh, Micah Parsons, you know? Or Za'Darius Smith would be big, and I think that's
Well,
quite...
did you see what Kang tweeted out?
I did not.
What did you say? They're holding the spot for Za'Darius Smith, Micah Roberts, and Alex Bregman.
I did see that, yeah.
People like that one for some. I was just talking to Kenny about that. I really like that tweet.
That's a good tweet.
Kang's funny, people.
But I think the reality is that, you know, they're saving these spots, and, you know, is Josh Pascoe going to take one real soon when he's eligible to come back? Mm-hmm. You know, how many of these spots are going to be are really spoken for already from guys that are on that roster? Is it possible that, I mean, I suppose you want, maybe you just wanted to see who's going to clear the waiver wire, and maybe it's just guys you're going to put on a practice squad that were bubble guys, but definitely want on the practice squad, a bubble guy for the 53. Well, now you got the spot, so it's no longer a bubble. You're on the roster. I don't want to set myself up thinking it's going to be something massive, and yet this morning I find out the Lions made a trade with Jacksonville. Well, or was it Jacksonville?
Yeah, it was Jacksonville. They traded
safe.
No, they didn't. They required, they got a 6-round pick for Tim Patrick, and then in a non-corresponding move, they got a free agent from Jacksonville, a safety. So they traded Tim Patrick, like I'm sure people heard, they traded Tim Patrick to Jacksonville for a 6-round pick. So now we got to talk about the Tesla hype, because this just kind of confirms.
That train's going to be off the rails.
I put a small wager down on Tesla winning offensive rookie of the year because of this move. Very small. I only make very small wagers. It works well for me.
It does work well for you.
But the point is, so that opened up a roster spot, but then they filled it by getting one of the vested veterans. They signed a free agent who had been released by Jacksonville, the safety.
Yeah, but that's all that does is fill up the 50th spot.
It's
there's
back
still
to
three
50.
Spots
there's
open.
Back to yeah. 50. Yeah,
so, I mean, my thing, I said before, I think they're signing Za'Darius Smith. I think it makes too much sense. The fact they have three roster spots open... Now you can go ahead and give him the money that he may want or close to that he wants, and then the other two spots can be filled by, you know, practice squad guys that were bubble guys to make the roster begin with. What are they going to do? I don't think this means they're going to be trading for somebody of significant substance. I think what this means is another
tenet. You don't think it's something big?
Well, I think Za'Darius Smith might be big enough. But the other thing is, I've always held that if you're going to be patient through free agency, you're going to get some hidden gems at the end. Yeah. And maybe that's what's happened here, too, because there are still some free agents out there that did not sign with teams that are like Za'Darius Smith and are just sitting back and waiting. And now the Lions, we got three spots. We can go get those. And, oh, by the way, we do have cap space. We can add and repopulate with more veterans, which is kind
remember
of
this. Yeah, said. Remember this, because last year, the vested veteran they signed at this time of year was Tim Patrick. Patrick. And he helped them.
Yeah.
He helped them go 15-2. We can't agree whether it's something big, something small. We can agree. Things are afoot at Allen Park.
It's something. Well, yeah. There's
a caper or something.
Is it by noon today? They have to have it all set up?
Noon is when the waiver claims get announced, so teams will know who they claimed off waivers and can put on their roster.
And then they get their practice squad.
And then you start getting your practice squad together. So things are afoot indeed. What do you think it is? People, let's go. What is Brad cooking up? And are you happy about it? Or are you more mad because Ahmed Hassanein now might not be here? Jackson Meeks might not be here. Keith Cooper might not be here. 248-539-9797. Got the college football questions at 10:30 for the first time this year. It's 97.1 The Ticket.
All right, you guys know which car dealer I love. It's Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield, because they give you real honest pricing and the best deals around. I'm talking about no gimmicks, no surprises. It's just straight up amazing offers. And right now, how about these offers? A 2025 Equinox EV is only $999 down and just $159 a month. If you're more of a truck person, get behind the wheel of a 2025 Silverado 2FL. Again, just $999 down, but only $229 a month. Only $229 a month for a truck. Now, here's the best part. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield is giving employee pricing for everybody on select demo Equinox, Silverado, and Trax models. You heard that right. That's employee pricing for everyone. So whether you're upgrading to a sleek new electric ride with the Equinox, Grabbing that tough Silverado for work or play? Or looking for a solid SUV? Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield has got you covered. Now, these deals aren't going to last long, so you got to head over to Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield and see why they're the best. And trust me, you're not going to find a better deal anywhere else. That's the Sarah difference.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The car, Scott Anderson, 97.1 to take it open lines, 248-539-9797. What is Brad up to? What is Brad up to? Everybody's like, how are they going to get down to 53? How are they going to get down to 53? He's like, nope, we're going to 50. So things are afoot. What do you think it is? 248-539-9797. Three spots, Za'Darius Smith and two interior offensive line vets. Next text, man, Gator's so much better at making up names than Gator. You didn't like Bob Roberts?
I'm like, where's he going to go with this? Bob
I should just go with what I sent you last night. DeQuavius Pork. If somebody wants DeQuavius Pork, would that have been better?
It's a better one. Yeah.
I didn't want to take away from the content, but Anyway, yeah, Bob Roberts is bad. The Quavius Pork ain't bad. Do you guys think that Patrick was worth a little more than a 6-round pick, or are you good with that? It's from Coop.
I'm thrilled.
I'm stunned they got a 6-round pick for him. I think it's great they got a 6-round pick for him.
Because guess what would have happened? He would have been released.
Yeah. I mean, right? Does that mean somebody else offered a 7th for him, and they coached Jacksonville into a 6th?
Maybe. And what it tells you is that somebody valued the experience of an NFL player over, you know, someone like Jackson Meeks.
Okay, so somebody sent this over, and we've gotten this question. Who would claim an injured Hassanin that they would have to put on the 53-man roster for at least 3 weeks? Meeks, maybe, but again, he would have to go on the 53-man roster if claimed. I could see Meeks going on some bad team. A bad team might claim these guys because a bad team might... Actually, you know what? When we were a bad team, I would go, look at the good teams and who they couldn't keep. Grab those young guys. So I doubt Hassanin will, but when Hassanin's injury settlement is over, he's a free agent.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that they have this all worked out behind the scenes. I doubt that he gets picked up by somebody else because he is hurt.
Right.
And, you know, teams fall in love with their own guys all the time.
They do, sure.
So they see other guys they've already had in practice. And I'd be very surprised if he was signed by somebody else.
I would too.
So that being the case, you know, they're going to come up with a settlement that's going to be appropriate for him, that he's going to, it has to be a settlement, meaning people have to agree on it. And I would imagine that he'd be right back here wearing a Lions uniform halfway through the season or whenever he's ready to come back.
On the other side of it, I could see Meeks getting claimed.
I could.
Yep.
He put a lot of good tape out there, as they say. Tape, film. What are we calling it these days?
I like
reels?
I don't know.
Put some stuff out there. Yeah. Good stuff.
I guess.
Isn't it weird, though, to say, like, it used to be put film, and then there was videotape, and then was put tape out there. Now what the hell is it?
I mean, it's
just video?
It's video that you put out there on Huddle.
Good video.
Kang, what do you think Brad is up to when you saw this getting down to 50?
They see guys they like from other teams that could get released. Because if they liked Meeks that much, they would have just kept him. These spots aren't open for the guys they just cut. These spots are open for other people. Meeks or whoever, you know, they cut, that's plan B, plan C, plan D. Plan A is, we got our eyes on something else. And if those guys get released, we're sniping them. And if they don't, maybe they bring back Meeks. You know, or maybe there's another round of, you know, hey, surprising cuts or injuries. But I do know one thing. I think they're gun shy. The IR situation, they used almost all their IR designations last year. They're keeping those available just in case.
Just so you know, the IR designations, you are allowed, and again, these rules are pretty complex. You are allowed 8 IR designations to return. So you can put a player, right now, if you put a player on injured reserve, they're done for the year. Once the 53 is set, you can use 8 IR designations to return. This was an option with Ahmed Hassanin. They could have put him, had him make the initial 53, and then put him on the IR designation to return, but you only have 8 of those. And I think the message is loud and clear. We think it's less likely that if we do that, that he will come back and help us. He's a player for down the road. So we're going to try and slip him through here and bring him back if they really want him. But
so that means pupless players fall into that category or no? Uh-oh. Sorry. Doug's got to go through the notes. Well, I'm just wondering how many of these designations have already been out there.
This would have been useful to know before the show that you were going to ask this question.
Didn't know we're going to get into the deep waters of what injured reserve is.
Do you want me to read the rule? We've only got a minute and a half left. This will take 25 minutes, but I don't know.
What I'm asking is, because they got pup list guys like Miles Frazier, Ali McNeil, and Malcolm Rodriguez. So these players count against those 8?
No, they do not.
Because they're 8 are after the season begins. During a season, teams are allowed to return a total of 8 players who are placed on IR. But here's the fine print. Those players have to be replaced on IR after the team has already cut down to 53. So those guys that have already been placed on can come back. But injured reserve is different. Like, they put Ennis Rakestraw on injured reserve. He's done for the year.
Okay.
So 248-539-9797.
Don't yell at me.
It's complex.
You brought it up, man. I
bring it up because I think people need to understand why they did that with Hassanine. Like, I kept texting Kang, I don't get this rule. And Kang kept texting back, they cut him, Doug. And I'm like, yeah, but what does the buyout injury settlement thing mean? But, you know, he probably isn't going to get picked up, but there is a chance. There's a chance that other teams will, because other teams aren't all trying to win a Super Bowl. Other teams are in rebuild mode. They're trying to make the next step. And maybe they see talent in a young player. Maybe somebody had their eye on Hassanine in the seventh round or had their heart broken when the Lions took him before they had their chance. We also got to talk about the ramifications of the Patrick trade and what it means for camp hero Isaac Tesla. We'll get to that a little bit later on. We'll talk some college football next with our first edition, the NIL transfer portal marching bag thingy. That is next on 97.1. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. It is Carson Anderson. All right, so we're into game week for college football, and every Wednesday during the college football season, we have a six-pack of college football questions, you know, usually sort of Big Ten and nationally related. And on Thursdays, we do an NFL six-pack. I don't know if we're going to do the NFL one tomorrow. We might, even though it's not week one, but we love doing it. It's a lot of fun. So let's get to our first college edition of the transfer portal NIL.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I have a mask, I'm marching band thingy. It traditionally starts with a coin flip. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, here we go. The heads or tails?
Tails.
He calls tails. It is tails. Gator has won the toss.
I will Defer.
All right,
here we go.
Let's go.
Kicked it off the 2025 college football season. Here we go, boys. Question number one. Maryland's athletic director has said the Big Ten will expand to 20 teams. Which two schools would you add?
Okay, so Notre Dame is the obvious one, and I'm you know, continue to go back to that. Well, I don't know why, but it just makes so much sense. They're in the contiguous, I guess everything's a contiguous state now, but it just, I feel like Notre Dame's got to be part of the Big Ten. The Big Ten also wants those AAU schools from that academic, the higher academic grouping that they've got together. And so the Big Ten is looking for schools that fit that criteria. There is an awkward number of teams in the ACC. They have 17 teams. They want to play 9 conference games. But if you have an odd number of teams, you can't play an odd number of games. The math doesn't math. So I don't like rating other conferences. There's 2 schools from the ACC that make sense. One, because it brings in a new market, is Boston College. The other, because it brings back a rivalry and is right there in Big Ten territory, is Pitt. I want Pitt to be part of the Big Ten. Bring Notre Dame and Pitt. I hate the crazy travel. I hate expansion for that matter. But I do like that it fits the Big Ten's criteria. Pittsburgh is a major market. And it brings back Penn State's big rival.
I mean, yeah, you could do it all. That'd be logic. And I'll give you the logical one. It is clearly Notre Dame. But the question was, which would you add? I don't care what the Big Ten rules are. I'm going to do something kind of fun, Doug. I'm picking North Dakota State. I want to see a perennial powerhouse come into the Big Ten and see if they can compete with the big boys. This is a team that has won 10. Count them, 10. FCS championships since 2011. They are unstoppable. Let's see what they can do. Now they can recruit from the Big Ten picture and see if they can compete with the Big Ten teams. I like Nodak State and Notre Dame.
I like it, Gator. I like thinking out the box there. I agree with you guys on Notre Dame. I mean, that is the obvious one. If they ever join a conference, it should be the Big Ten. And the other school I would pick is Stanford. Let's bring the GPA back up in the Big Ten here. That's their rival too, right? So I think Notre Dame, Stanford makes sense to me the most.
All right.
All right, guys. Which big name coach gets fired first in college football?
All right. So we know that some fans down in the SEC are a little cray-cray, right? And they demand perfection every year, and it doesn't happen every year because it's impossible for that to happen. But one school in particular gets really impatient with their coaches, and they keep shuffling through them. And they've had success. They've won national championships, but it's just not enough. They've moved on from a bunch of these coaches. I think Brian Kelly's the next one to go. He's at LSU. I think it's about time that LSU fans are probably like, you know what? We had enough of this guy. We got the fake accent. It's a terrible accent I just did, but it's better than what Brian Kelly's been trying to pass. So I think it's LSU and Brian Kelly by the end of the year.
So the problem with Brian Kelly is his buyout is close to $60 million, and that's $60 million of players in this day and age. I was looking at guys that fans could be running out of patience or not winning, that maybe have a tough schedule, whose buyouts are small, which immediately eliminated Lincoln Riley. I thought about Luke Fickell at Wisconsin maybe, but the guy that fits the criteria, also from the SEC where they are a little cray-cray, I'm going to go Hugh Freeze at Auburn is the guy. His buyout's less than $15 million, so I'll pick him as the guy that gets fired.
All right, guys, can you believe it was 18 years ago this man said, I'm a man, I'm 40.
Whoa.
I'm going Mike Gundy. And this time he's going to be saying, I'm a man, I'm fired. All right? So, yeah, I think it's done for Mike Gundy. I think the seat's getting a little warm over there. And it's time for some new blood, some younger blood over there. No longer. Maybe someone that actually is 40 years old.
It was 18 years ago, that building next to us, we were on this side of the building when we had just switched over to the other side of the building. I remember us discussing that whole thing. That is 18 years ago. Crazy.
That's right. Okay. Speaking of coaches, how will Bill Belichick do this year at North Carolina?
Okay, I think he's going to struggle. Being a college coach takes a lot more energy, takes a lot more travel for recruiting. Things have changed with NIL that's probably lightened that load a little bit. But let's just say that I had a conversation recently with someone who has gone from college to the NFL. And they made a comment, something along the lines of 80% of the stuff I had to deal with and worry about, I don't have to deal with and worry about when I'm coaching professional players. And I think that that workload, that added workload, is going to be tough on Belichick going back to the college game. I think he's going to struggle.
I think he's going to do well. I think he's obviously a hell of a coach, and I don't think he's going to have any problem delegating certain powers of stuff that isn't really football related, but it's like smart to have certain people in your program to watch over. So he'll let those guys deal with that kind of stuff, and he's just going to get down to business with football. They have already gotten over 30 transfers have been added to this team. They've revamped the entire defense. I think it's like 9 of the 11 starters on defense are transfer portal players. They have several quality incoming freshmen. They're ready to roll. I'm not saying they're going to win national championships right away or even conference championships, but because of the conference that they're in and it's already a decent program, now you got Bill Belichick. I think this team is going to go bowling in the first year.
Yeah, I got the opposite, man. I think they're going to struggle, and I think it is because of all the off-the-field stuff. Does he have the energy? He's got energy for other stuff, Doug. I don't know about coaching, though. I think just the distractions, all that stuff, and I know that the roster overhaul and everything, I just don't think this is going to work out well for someone at his age doing college football, man. I mean, it's unfortunate. The only thing he can relate to is his girlfriend's the same age as his players, and then that's it. I don't think it's going to work out. All right, who's your sleeper pick to come up with? Give me a huge, massive, big upset.
All right. Think about this. Mid-November, on a Friday night, there's a chill in the air in Eugene, Oregon. Why? Because they have been rowing the boat from Minnesota all the way over to get to Eugene. That Viking ship docks, they get off, and they hit the ground running. Those Golden Gophers are going to take care of business against the Ducks because that's what should happen. The Gophers should take out a Duck. It's too cold for the Ducks. I like the Gophers. I think they've got a pretty good team. They've added some transfer portal players, a really good wide receiver. Several players have been added to the offensive line. They got a quarterback coming back who completed 80% of his passes last year, albeit it was 4 out of 5 in the season. But they also bring back a really good running back. It was Adarius Taylor, I think. He had almost 1,000 yards rushing on the team. I like Minnesota, and I got to find an upset. I think that would be a massive upset if they take down the top 10 rated Ducks that late in the year.
All right, I'm going to take a school from the Mid-American Conference is going to take down a team from the Big 12. That's right. In week 2, Ohio University plays West Virginia. That game is being played at Ohio U. West Virginia has agreed to go to Athens. Ohio U won the MAC last year. They're picked to finish in the top half of the league again. I think Ohio U packs out Athens and takes down West Virginia in week 2.
Wow.
All right, boys, I'm taking you to week 8. Week 8, Kentucky hosts number 1 Texas. And the quarterback they'll be talking about is not Arch Manning, but the 7th-year man, Zach Calzada, 6'4", 230. You know his route to Kentucky, right, Doug? He's played at big pro. Oh, you don't? Okay. He's played at big programs at Auburn. He took a reroute, played at a smaller school last year, but lit it up. He's on the list to watch, boys. Quarterback of the year. Kentucky upsets Texas, week 8, October.
That's big. That's big right there.
Guys, are you going to miss Lee Corso?
I am. And I know it's been a tough watch for people post-stroke. And yet we all get the point. And he's a character. And the headgear is one of the greatest gimmicks in the history of college football television. And I love the relationship between him and Herb Street. And I guess it's just, you know, it's woven back through 25 years of college football and watching him put the headgear on. And yeah, I'm going to miss Lee Corso. And you know, it's probably been time, but at the end of the day, I thought the gimmick was great. I thought his energy was great. I love the way they used him with like crowd surfing and all the crazy stuff he did. They put him in costume, and I'm going to miss Lee Corso.
Yeah, it's going to go too fast, my friends. This is the last week we're going to see him, right? So it is going to be sad. I will miss him because he was the oddball of the group, right? And all the stuff you said, Doug, when they put him in the mascot heads, it's hysterical. Like, if I'm not going to watch game day starting from moment one, like you do every week, which is fine because it's a great show. Love game day. But I don't always watch it. But I almost always tune in at 11:55 to see the pick segment so I can see Lee Corso, even though he has clearly not been the same since the stroke. But he's doing his best. And, you know, you're right. The Herbstreit stuff, I love that relationship. It's like, you know, another father for Kirk Herbstreit. And it's very touching. Watch the video last week that they aired on ESPN of everybody, you know, wishing him well and stuff. And it's tear jerking stuff. It's awesome. He's part of college football and it's going to be different after this week.
I'll miss the old Lee Corso. The recent Lee Corso, I'm not going to miss, unfortunately. It just, you know, obviously he wasn't the same. And it wasn't the same dynamic I think you guys grew up watching, you know? And it's time to go. And it is sad, but you must move on. Like I said, I'll miss the old Lee Corso, not necessarily the one we've gotten the last couple of years. Last one, boys, pick a winner. Texas versus Ohio State.
Listen, we already know that Texas is weak because they're going to lose in week 8 against Kentucky. We already know this, right? I know Ohio State's going to be, you know, introducing a new quarterback here in Julian Sayin, and maybe they're going to be coming a little too high because of the national championship they just won. But no, they're back into it. They're ready to roll. I think Sayin's going to have a pretty good season. Always have great receivers to work with. No different this year. Jeremiah Smith might be the best in the country. Cardinal Tate has been there for a while and kind of been under the radar because of all the other receivers they've had there. They add a transfer tight end. Max Clair comes in from Purdue. He had a big season there. I just like Ohio State. This game's at Ohio State as well, correct?
Yep.
So it's an added feature. Arch Manning is going to be a ton of pressure on him. Texas is always good, but Texas doesn't necessarily always overwhelm. I thought last year they should have overwhelmed teams, and it just didn't happen. So I like Ohio State winning this game.
So, look, Texas's big challenge is that they are replacing 4 offensive linemen, and that's a huge challenge. The good news for them is Ohio State only has 3 returning starters on defense. So the question becomes, all right, Julian Sayin as a new quarterback versus a pretty damn good Texas defense, and he's got weapons around him, or Arch Manning, who's breaking in a lot of new players around him versus a depleted Ohio State defense. I trust Manning and his experience more than I trust Sayin at this point. It's a tough call, but I got a slight lean towards Texas.
Well, obviously, before Arch and Texas lose to Kentucky in week 8, he's going to have a hell of a season, Arch and Texas. So I got Texas over Ohio State. I think Arch Manning is the real deal. And even though they have a lot of, they don't have a lot of returning offensive linemen, Doug, he's got legs and he knows how to use them.
Oh, there. Oh, look what you did there. Little ZZ Top, and they're from Texas.
There you go. That concludes our first NIL live marching band animal mascot college football blitz thingy. Hey, FanDuel is giving you a reason to lock into college football season early. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if your bet wins. That's right, a $5 bet, any bet, and if you win, you walk away with $300 in bonus bets to use all over the app. You can use the bonus bets. Here's how you use the bonus bets. You just find a heavy favorite and bet them on the money line. You won't get a big return on your $5, but you pocket the $300. Do it that way. Make sure you opt in at the top. Thing about FanDuel is it's safe, it's easy to use, and when you win, you get paid instantly. No waiting around, no hassle, just straight to your account. So if you got a team, gut feeling, take it before kickoff. It's FanDuel.com/Doug to sign up and get started. That's FanDuel.com/Doug. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is now withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Just wanted to say one more thing about that Ohio State-Texas game.
Yeah.
Can't wait for it.
No,
right?
It's going to be a great game.
And I heard something earlier this week that the guys weren't thrilled that it was a noon kickoff for that game.
Who's the guys?
In the morning.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
I should have. Right. The Costa really wasn't happy that it was in the morning. and Greg was the producer. He was the one that kind of stood up for it being at noon. I don't have a problem with a huge game beginning at noon. I just want just make sure there's other huge games to be had during the rest of the day and on a Saturday night as well. If they have one marquee matchup at night too, it'd be great. This game, I feel like it's college football is already under the radar. I feel like because we're so focused on the Lions and locally with Michigan and Michigan State, you know, Michigan's kind of rebuilding here. Michigan State is trying to build off of what happened last year, which wasn't great, but hopefully they can vault that into a much better season this year. The college football goes on the radar. We got 1-2 on Saturday, man.
I know.
You got Arch Manning, who is the most talked about college football player in a long time, going to start against a new Ohio State quarterback who's got some great weapons, a Heisman Trophy winner, a Heisman Trophy candidate, to throw to. You mentioned I mean, this is an interesting case, right? Arch may not have great weapons around him, but the defense of Ohio State is kind of untested because they're not bringing back a ton of starters. But the starters they do bring back are in the secondary. So I think
Caleb Downs is elite. Sonny Styles makes plays all over the place. Yeah, it's going to be a really good matchup. Like I said, it was a slight shade, and it's based on the experience, and it's not like Arch Manning's taking a million starts. He's been kind of a spot-used quarterback. But so there's two things about this, Gator. One is I wonder if it has a little bit to do with the fact that college football has dramatically watered down its regular season. This game doesn't mean as much as it used to because it would have been week one had postseason ramifications. And while it does, it just cuts down the margin of error for two teams that are projected to go to the college football playoff anyway, right? I mean, it's a big game. I'm excited about it. But 15 years ago, a game had a lot more importance than it does today because it was almost an elimination game. It wasn't necessary. You could recover from a week one loss against a great opponent, but it was really difficult. But that's, I'm not saying it's better or worse. I'm just saying that the regular season doesn't mean as much. That's one aspect of it.
Yeah. I guess for me, I don't know if I, as a college football fan years ago, even considered that to be part of the equation. Like, oh, well, this knocks him out of the national championship discussion. I was just geared up to watch a great matchup between teams at the beginning of the season. I never even thought about what it meant at the end of the year.
Well, I did. So that's one thing. Two is the noon kickoffs. I've been doing a little experiment and asking people how they feel about noon games and night games. And I'm going to tell you what I have discovered. And this is straight data that I didn't record in any way whatsoever.
Right.
If I ask you, what's your favorite start time? Noon, 3:30, or night?
I have to put a caveat. Is it involve my team?
Yes.
Probably 3:30.
Okay. Because here's the response I got. If you are going to the game, more often than not, the people I talked to that were going to the game.
Yeah, that's another caveat. Yeah.
Hated night games.
Yeah.
If you do not have tickets to the game and you are just watching, you love night games. Yeah. And other than that, if you're going to the game, it's 3:30 or noon with maybe a slight shade towards 3:30 because you don't have to get up as early and you have longer time to pregame tailgate. But a lot of people like noon too. But I think there is a big divide between fans holding tickets and fans watching on television. And that doesn't mean it's everybody. Like I said, I didn't record the data, but I started asking more and more people, what's your preferred start time? And they would answer. And then I'd say, now, do you plan on going to the game? Or are you watching it at home? And there was a direct correlation. If you had tickets to the game, you didn't dig the night game nearly as much as those who don't have
tickets. Yeah, it's like you got to go down a list. Okay, is it my team? Yes. Okay, is it a home game? Yes. Okay, am I supposed to go to the game? Yes. All that said, noon or 12:30 over the night game every time. I don't want the night game. It's just for me, and maybe it's different for Michigan State and Michigan based on how far the drive is, based on construction factors, based on what it's like to get out of that stadium and what time you're getting home, but based on your age. The older you get, the more inclined you are to let's get this thing over earlier so that I can get home at a decent time, and I'd like to watch more football when I get home.
So what's interesting is the night games cut into the college party life scene, like,
Like if I'm a junior?
And you want to...
Living on a great house on MAC?
Yeah, you want to party? You know the barn? My son belonged to a fraternity. They had a barn. That inside the barn was like a nightclub.
Nice.
And that thing, you know...
It's jumping?
Yeah, it is.
It's booming?
In full effect every Friday and Saturday night. But if there was a night game, it kind of cut back on it a little bit. But, you know, I hope that it doesn't, that's not too much of one or the other. It's funny because Ohio State fans are just livid about the noon games. Maybe not all of them, but they feel like they got parked at noon and hated being at noon all season long. It sounded like, I mean, in social media, there was a lot of people complaining about it. I'm a noon start guy, but I'm very selfish about it because it's work and I would like getting the work day over with and then enjoying college football. But, you know, I mean, this night game that Michigan's playing, I will get to watch the noon game. I'd rather it be inverted. Michigan, New Mexico at noon, Ohio State, Texas at night. But again, we're all speaking on our own behalf. And if you don't speak on your own behalf, who will?
That's right. And it's weird that both Michigan State and Michigan are playing night games in week one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Michigan's playing a night game next week at Oklahoma. So, hoping that there won't be too many of them. It was funny because I was just for the record, I was in the building yesterday and we were talking about a lot of scheduling stuff and stuff like that. And I said, you know, the most question I get asked more than anything else,
Michigan State.
What time's the Michigan State game going to kick off? It's somebody who doesn't know because it's not, you have no way of knowing, just said, I bet it's a night game. So that's just, you know, there's no way of knowing yet because it's just the games get selected down the road and it depends on how the teams are doing and it depends what other options are. There's like a draft from the networks that takes place. So
I just Googled this because I wanted to know the answer to the question. Looking ahead another week with the Oklahoma matchup. Because when I first think Oklahoma, what the first thing that comes to mind for me when I think Oklahoma,
what?
Is Keith Jackson.
Oh, okay. I think of that little Sooner, that Boomer Sooner.
The Chuck Wagon?
Yeah, the Chuck Wagon coming out. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
And then I start thinking about, you know, players and stuff, but Billy Sims and whatnot, and Barry Switzer. But so I was thinking, like, because I went to Keith Jackson, I'm like, did Keith Jackson ever get to call a Michigan-Oklahoma game? And then I realized...
They've only played once.
They've only played once.
The 1976 Orange Bowl. Michigan blew a 14-point lead against Ohio State in the last 2 minutes, lost the Big Ten, went to the Orange Bowl, and lost 14-6 when one of the Selman brothers rolled up Rick Leach's leg and knocked him out of the game. And I think Mark Elzinga came in to quarterback them.
Savants. Michigan fans are savants. I've long maintained this more so than any other fan base that I've ever known. Michigan football fans are absolute savants. Every little deep. 1976.
Was after
this is what this season, is what this is what popped up when I Googled history of Michigan versus Oklahoma football. Michigan and Oklahoma played each other in football once, a 14-6 Oklahoma win in the 1976 Orange Bowl that secured the national championship for the Sooners.
Yep. I can't remember if it was Leroy or Dewey Selman, but one of the Selman brothers hurt Rick Leach. Alas. Feedback coming in regarding the live animal mascot NIL marching band thingy, Western Michigan. They will cover this 21-point spread against the Spartans. It's going to go down to the wire. They might even beat MSU. Sorry, Gator. It's from Adam and Warren.
I don't think you're sorry, but okay.
Will says, Gator jumping the shark there with North Dakota State. I loved it. Because I started thinking, I don't like plucking teams from other conferences. And so I'm looking at schools like and markets and schools in the AAU. And you know what I thought? Could Boston University make the jump to D1 and bring in BU? It'd be great for hockey. They could bring in the Boston market, but I mean, Gator
Boston market.
You need to bring them back to Boston market.
It always goes back to Boston market.
Boston market was so good. No, I'm not over it.
No,
I'm not over it.
You'll never be over it.
Never.
Hey, get your Burger King Impossible Whoppers quickly because everything Doug likes goes away. Gator went Nodak State to join the Big Ten.
Why not? You know, let's get them into Division I here. App State made that leap.
Yeah.
You know, they were killing it year after year after year after year. But what Nodak State has done is truly unbelievable. as a program.
248-539-9797. All right, we got to talk about the move the Lions made this morning and the ramifications from it, because let's just say it felt like a validation. We'll get to that today at 11:05. As we await the waiver claims that come at noon, what is Brad cooking? He doesn't go down to 53. He goes down to 50, which means things are afoot. Any predictions on what it's going to be? Other than Za'Darius Smith, everybody thinks it's going to be Za'Darius Smith, and it very well might be. But he's got two more roster spots, even if he brings in Za'Darius Smith. What do you think it is? 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.
Make Builders First Source your destination for professional window and exterior door.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.